You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two things, maybe three that will give you an insight into how my day and my week are going. First of all, when I was walking the dog on Wednesday morning, we were about the farthest point away from the house when the heavens opened up, and I mean downpour. I should have known. I grabbed a rain jacket, but Penny does not have any sort of jacket or cover. Instead, we plodded our way back to the house because the dog only has one speed. So that's how my Wednesday started, is being completely soaked with a very hairy dog who took at least 10 minutes to get back to the house in that downpour. Then I sent producer Jay a text around dinner time. Happy almost Friday. Okay. First of all, I was convinced it was Thursday. You know how jarring that is when you are sure you're so close to the weekend and you find out you still have a long way to go before you sleep? Not only did I feel that way myself and have to experience the letdown of happy almost Friday, but I dragged poor Jay into it. So by the time he read that text, he probably thought that it was almost Friday, because that's our thing. We speak our own language here at After Hours. It's just me and Jay. He once described it as being in the club. There's only two of us in the club. Sadly, we could use some more help, but for now, it's just two of us. So poor guy, I destroyed his Wednesday evening as well.
I was just waking up, too, so I was still a little groggy, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, wait, it's Friday? Let's go. Oh, and I was like, no, it's not. And then immediately, yeah, so thanks.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. My text right after I realized was,
I was laughing, but I was like, oh, man, really? For a second there, I thought it was Friday.
Yes.
Almost.
So I shattered poor Jay's waking up experience because I convinced him. I mean, in that state, he'll believe anything I tell him, really.
It's true.
And so I convinced him that we were so close to the weekend. So my day started with getting caught in a downpour with my hairy dog. I started Jay's day with a text message that was just cruel beyond measure.
False information.
It's such false information. We were disseminating false intel. But I got to tell you this. As a perk to working nights, I do love the night sky. Well, the last five nights and days, we've had nothing but heavy, low cloud cover, temps in the 40s, and cold rain. It's been raining nonstop for 3.5 days, really, thus the getting caught in the downpour. When I got in my car and drove into work a few hours ago, bright moon, I saw the planet Venus, gorgeous up in the sky, glorious stars, clear, bright evening. So as much as I kind of wish, well, I don't really wish. I'm good. We got a fun show planned for you. It would be nice to be closer to the weekend, I suppose, but I wouldn't have wanted to miss the beautiful sky. So there are perks and advantages to being a night owl and to working at night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Duh. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So yeah, we got plans. We got all kinds of plans for this show, and I'm really excited that we can finally tie a bow on the Major League Baseball regular season. It's over. It's done with. And I thought we would take this dark night. Ha. We'll take this dark night before the wild card series begin on Friday and before week five in the NFL begins on Thursday to survey the baseball landscape. I know I have such a flair for the dramatic. You know, that's me. You know, If you know everything about me, this is not a surprise. But if you know nothing about me, just know that I'm all about the theater and the flair for the dramatic. So we are going to open tonight's show up for the best and brightest in baseball 2022. I don't care what teams you root for, who your favorite athletes are. I'm looking for your best and brightest in baseball in 2022. There are some amazing surprises that carried us all the way through the season. There are certainly some rookies and veterans who had either resurgent years or banner years or career campaigns. We had records fall, new records set. And honestly, that lockout is a thing of the past. We got 703 home runs for Albert Pujols as he wraps up his final regular season in a Cardinals uniform. We got Clayton Kershaw starting the All-Star game in Los Angeles. We got an Atlanta Braves team that is primed and ready to defend its World Series title. It's going to take a lot to wrest that puppy away from them. And by rest, I mean W-R-E-S-T. Aaron Judge. Miggy Cabrera. Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson change places, and each has an indelible impact on his new club. I shouldn't say change places. Matt came from the West Coast, but different part of California. And I would never, ever, ever say that the Braves don't miss Freddie Freeman. I don't want to presume that because that's not fair. But if you were going to lose Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson is a pretty fair substitute or addition in the wake of Freeman's departure. But the lockout, it seems like forever ago, like it never happened. I don't know that we should let baseball off the hook, but I actually know that I don't care anymore. I just don't care. I'm good. I'm ready for October. The best and brightest in baseball in 2022. Who, what, where, when, why? We're looking for your input on this edition of After Hours. So on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, it's been great to connect with so many new people, lots of new listeners or maybe new tweeters and Facebookers finding us on our social. We have plans for the YouTube channel. Do not worry. We've got plans. I told you we got lots of plans. In October, though, you got to be careful where you try something new because the month itself is such a behemoth. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Stars, moon, Venus, clear skies. 4 hours to play with, baseball postseason on the horizon, week 5 in the NFL, including London. It's a quadruple header on Sunday. Oh my gosh, producer Jay promised he would not let me forget. I still have not made my Survivor Island pick, but there are only a handful of people remaining between the two islands. You guys, we have two islands. We have an archipelago, and there's only a handful of us. In fact, you can hear me talking on the other island. That's how few people there are. Wait, remind me what we named them, producer Jay. Oh, shoot.
It was the name of the Jurassic Park island, which I'm Nublar.
Isla Nublar.
That's it. Isla Nublar. Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Two islands.
Yeah, that was the other island from Jurassic Park 2, I think, that we named the other one, or from Jurassic 3.
I don't think so. I feel like Isla Nublar was the one from Jurassic Park, and then we had a different
one. Was it Alcatraz?
Oh, yes, it was right. Alcatraz, because that's actually an island where you got to be very careful when you try to escape from Alcatraz. Oh, dear. At your own risk. So, yes, we had Isla Nublar, and Alcatraz, and they are relatively deserted after 4 weeks. Honestly, I can't believe I'm still alive, but forget the 4 weeks. What I care most about is getting past week six. I've never been past week six in any survivor pool. Our office pool, we were out in week two. Boo. So you got to help me make my pick. I'm leaning toward Buffalo Bills, but I never am quite confident or sure, really.
That's where I'm leaning to at the moment. Heavily.
Are you?
Yeah, pretty
because
heavily.
Your other survivor pool restarted?
No, my survivor pool didn't restart.
Oh, I thought you said you were in one that restarted.
No, I had a friend who was restarted. Wow. Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of them can just based on this year, week five already. But I'm all out of mine. I got nothing left.
So then when you say you're leaning that way, what does that mean? You're leaning that way with my pick?
With your pick, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, just make yourself right at home.
Well, you need to ask me for the help.
Go ahead. Yes, I was trying to include you. I absolutely value your input, Producer Jay.
Bills.
Okay. Nothing else that you would consider?
There's a couple more. I mean, I know you were thinking about going with the Broncos on Thursday Night Football.
No. I just mentioned the fact that Jonathan Taylor wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And so this is a conversation that Jay and I had. By the way, he was cranky earlier because I, first of all, woke him up with a text about how it was almost Friday. And then it's middle of the week. And so he was.
Not Friday.
It's not Friday. Exactly. That's kind of the point. I'll take all the blame for that. But anyway. This is our conversation earlier. I'm musing about the various matchups and the various options in the survivor pool and trying to talk through them, essentially talking out loud because I feel like I have a safe space with Producer Jay. Little did I know. And I start to contemplate the idea of if I use all the superpowers now and all the obvious teams, now, I don't even get it out of my mouth. Don't get cute. He wow. I mean, he spit it at me. Don't get
no.
cute.
And not. No.
Let me just tell you, as much as you all love Producer Jay, he can get cranky sometimes. It's rare, but guess who gets to hear all about it when he's cranky? We're on the phone for like good 45 seconds, and I'm like, Jay, are you in a bad mood?
It was that quick. Wasn't that I was in a bad mood? Woken up, thinking it's Friday. It's
okay,
not.
Okay, I said I was sorry.
Trying to pick survivor pool, which stresses me out. You know okay. that.
Except it's not your life on the line. Yeah, I'm the one who's going to be eaten by Jaws.
I know, but it's almost worse because if I feel like I give you a bad beat, then it's on me.
No,
you know?
Please. I would never take your advice unless I was confident in it myself. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
I would never blame. How often does it happen that someone else makes a mistake on this show and I just assume the blame on my own self?
You just use my advice as a barometer.
Well, I was referring more to the newsroom. But yes, I do, in fact, think that buck stops with me when it comes to my Survivor Island pick. So yes, I'm not going to blame you. In fact, I tried to take the blame for how we were ousted in our office pool.
You did.
In week two. But then I felt much better that your pick, so my pick got us eliminated, but your pick would have gotten us eliminated too. So, phew, pressure's off there.
Yeah, I mean, again, it wasn't your fault because I was 100% with the Browns in week two also. So, I was going to lean Bengals, which, again, they lost too. So, either way, but it wasn't your fault because I was on board.
Did you know there's a camera sitting on top of your head?
I do, yeah. I got to move that.
So, Jay and I face each other through the double pane glass, and there is a stand-up camera. I don't know why, but there's a camera. I think it's positioned for another show. And so it's always directly between us. And so I'm ducking around the camera stand to see Jay's face. But the camera is at the perfect height that it actually blocks out his hat. It doesn't look like he's wearing a hat. It looks like he's wearing a camera right on the top of his head.
It's the new look.
Is it?
Okay, all the kids are doing it.
Well, you would know way more than I would know. Jay's constantly reminding me that I'm old and I'm not cool. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here.
The cool kids are doing it.
Which right away eliminates me. Thank you, Jay and the voice god. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Major League Baseball regular season 2022 is in the books.
Ferguson set the pitch to Tolia. Strike three. The 2023 regular season comes to an end, and the Dodgers finish it 60 games over 500. 111 victories, 51 losses, and they are tied all time with the 1954 Cleveland Ball Club when they won 111. Only the 98 Yankees, the 1906 Cubs, and the 2001 Seattle Mariners won more games in a season than the Dodgers, who on this final day of the regular year hopscotch past the 1927 Yankees.
Yeah, I was going to follow that up with Dave Roberts, but I forgot to ask. Charlie Steiner on the Dodgers radio network, 111 wins, by far the best record in Major League Baseball. And to that end, they have home field advantage throughout the National League playoffs, as well as whatever might come down the road. Certainly, there are other strong teams. You've got two 100-win teams in the NL East alone. So I do not in any way, shape, or form believe that the Dodgers' regular season success automatically translates to another spot in the World Series. But I do know they are formidable. And part of that reason is because Clayton Kershaw just wrapped up a 12-3 campaign. Remember before the season when we weren't sure if he was going to retire or if the Dodgers were going to bring him back? Not only did he return and get through a couple of abbreviated stints on the IL, but he wraps up the regular season with a 9-strikeout performance and his 12th win.
Think back in March of thinking about your life and different options and things like that. This is what we want to do, you know, and it doesn't mean it's just going to come easy. Obviously, it's going to be a grind and it's going to be a challenge, but that's why I'm here. That's what I want, and I'm looking forward to the next month. I didn't feel great until March, basically. So there's a lot of unknowns, I think, going into this year, and let alone performance-wise. So, overall, I think I'm not going to say surprised, but definitely thankful that I felt all right this year and the stuff kind of held up.
It certainly did that. And there were multiple All-Stars from the Dodgers roster, rotation and bullpen and roster, of course, who were able to participate in that game that took place at Dodger Stadium. 111-51. They were 60 games above 500. And here's Dave Roberts, who routinely throughout the course of the last few postseasons, when the Dodgers didn't win the World Series every single time, he gets pointed to as the problem, got to get rid of him, replace him with somebody who knows what he's doing, quote unquote. Man, Dave Roberts has been the manager, the skipper, who has overseen some of the most incredible stretches of Dodgers baseball ever. What is it, 9 division titles in 10 years, and now the most wins in the National League in more than a century.
To go through and endure what we've done speaks a lot to a lot of people. So we appreciate it. I think that having a day off to kind of relish in the regular season, I think that's a good thing, healthy thing. But we still know that, you know, the most important part of the season is yet to come.
So Dave Roberts, Clayton Kershaw, Freddie Freeman, we'll hear from a little bit later on. He and Matt Olson, actually, it's pretty amazing what impact each of them had on their new clubs. Freeman with 21 home runs and 100 runs batted in, along with a .325 batting average, which is second in the majors. Matt Olson, 34 home runs and over 100 RBI. Wow. But I do not in any way believe that the National League, or the American League for that matter, have teams that are locks or going to go on cakewalks or anything like that. There are some matchups that are more difficult than others. And when you get to the playoffs, the pitching is so critical and the pitching changes. And honestly, that's why the games start to slow down. So a little bit about the Dodgers at the very top with the best record in Major League Baseball by 5 wins over the Astros, who finished at 106. And we'll work our way through some of the cool storylines and surprises from the 2022 campaign. But we're asking you, what were the best and brightest moments and memories from 2022? You know how I love the alliteration. Best and brightest in baseball, moments and memories in 2022. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we're just now putting up a spot on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then our Facebook page too. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm sorry it's not almost Friday. I already destroyed Jay's kind of immersion back into, what's that word when you are, not cognizance, I'll think of it, consciousness maybe is what I'm thinking of. But anyway, I had this like magical flowery phrase and I completely ruined it. So there goes the perfect show. But I ruined Jay's day and I don't want to ruin yours. So I can't give you any type of false hope that it is almost Friday. But I can say this, we're going to make this night go a hell of a lot.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Faster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Next home run, he will surpass Almond Davis for the most by a Mariner rookie. Swing and a drive deep to left field. This is up into the light towers. Goodbye, baseball, upper deck. He did it. He moves by Almond Davis with a towering home run. His 28th home run of the season on the second pitch he sees from Tyler Alexander. And Julio Rodriguez just put one into orbit. He put it into the front row of the upper deck in left field. And now Julio Rodriguez has hit more home runs than any rookie in a single season in the history of the Seattle Mariners. What a year for this kid. Holy smokes, Julio did it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We have to be sure to include Julio Rodriguez among the best and brightest in baseball in 2022. And the Mariners are hoping that this first year of success is only the beginning, because they sign him to a 12-year contract worth $209 million with an extra $300,000 also in there guaranteed, an annual average salary of $17,441,000 and change. So he ended up getting quite a nice contract even before he had played an entire season with the Mariners, and says he's thrilled to be in Seattle for the long haul out of the Dominican Republic. Rick Riz with the call there on Mariners Radio. And the bigger story, as much as Julio has been a great revelation, a lot of fun, puts butts in the seats, the bigger story is that the Mariners are headed into baseball that counts in October for the first time since 2001. Scott Servais essentially guaranteed that it was going to happen the night before they clinched. He's been raving about what they're building in Seattle, and now they've got the postseason on the horizon.
The fan base here, what they've gone through over the last 21 years and what they're about to enjoy this next weekend and beyond, they have paid a price. And I'm very happy that our team's been able to deliver, and we get to do something that hadn't been done here in the Pacific Northwest in a long time, and that's what Mariners playoff baseball. There's big moments yet ahead for this team. I certainly believe that, and they're going to happen here at T-Mobile Park, but we got some work to do first.
Can't wait to see what the Mariners do in the postseason. The thing is, these matchups that begin on Friday, they are tough. We're talking about landmines. And so Seattle is actually on the road at the Toronto Blue Jays to begin that wild card series in the American League. We've also got Tampa Bay at Cleveland. So the Guardians, a great story this year. And I think took a lot of people by surprise. The youngest team in Major League Baseball, they actually will open the postseason at their place against the Rays. Those are your two AL wildcard matchups, best of three. We've got the Phillies, the third team from the NL East, the last team to punch its ticket to October baseball. The Phillies at the Cardinals. Think about that raucous atmosphere in St. Louis at Busch Stadium and the fact that this could be, well, I don't want to say it like that. It is Albert Pujols' last ride in the postseason. But we're going to have a lot of guys who are going to have their series and their seasons come to an end abruptly, of course, because that is the nature of the wild card. It used to be one and done. Now it's best of three. So there are a lot of Cardinals fans that recognize there's no guarantee now. Albert Pujols did not play, and they weren't home anyway, but he didn't play in the regular season finale. Of course, they want him to be a big part of what's to come. The fact that the playoff field is so stacked and so challenging, and a lot of these teams have been fighting for postseason, fighting for their October lives for months. That would include the Philadelphia Phillies. They're already in playoff mode. There's got to be a tension there when you think about every game could be the last for Albert Pujols. I know it even... thinking about it, talking about it makes me nervous. And he's had a phenomenal farewell campaign. I'm so happy for him. I couldn't be more thrilled for the way he's gone out and the way he's been treated this year and the fact that he was back in a Cardinals uniform. But the end is coming, and he says he's retiring regardless. As much as he and Yadier Molina have become kind of the battle cry and the rally cry for the Cardinals. They want to win a World Series in their final year. You know that there's that kind of apprehension around it, too, as they head into the postseason. And then the other wild card series in the National League, you want to talk about some big hitters. The New York Mets hosting the San Diego Padres, and a lot of familiarity there with Juan Soto now being a Padre, facing the Mets, and not just that, but Max Scherzer, who will start the opener, used to be a teammate of Juan Soto. So a little bit of inbred there in the National League East and former National League East athletes. But Yu Darvish and Max Scherzer in that late one. Oh my gosh, Jay, I cannot wait to see Alek Manoah for the Blue Jays. Someone asked me just 24 hours ago, and I went back and answered a bunch of questions on both Twitter and Facebook. But as part of Ask Amy Anything, who are your all-time favorite athletes? So I listed a bunch of guys and gals, actually, that I loved going back to my childhood, athletes that I will forever consider my favorites. But then I included a bunch of new athletes now that I enjoy rooting for, Steph and Clay, Mookie Betts, and, of course, Alek Manoah.
Oh, you're sexy. Here we go.
You're welcome. And so we got a chance to see him pitch at Fenway Park this year. It was awesome.
And he got in a brawl almost.
I mean, he just does that.
Classic.
Not only is he sexy, but he's salty. I'm sorry. I don't know if the sexy part was him. That was not me. Anyway, so we've got the four wild card series that start on Friday, and we're really looking forward to seeing what happens, because there's a little extra tension when it's the best of three. You don't have a large margin for error. But speaking of those Mets, Jeff McNeil ends up winning the batting title for the New York Mets, a first-timer in the NL. We also had a first-timer in the American League from the Twins and Luis Arraez, though we will not see him in the postseason. But so, Jeff, when did you know that this batting title was a possibility?
4 days ago. I saw my name kind of just creeping up, and, you know, didn't really think too much of it. You know, got hot at the right time and, you know, put together some really good games. Sounds pretty incredible. Definitely a dream come true. You know, was hoping I'd be here one point in my career and, was lucky enough to do it this year.
So that's really neat. He actually did not play in the finale, and Freddie Freeman was creeping. Freeman finished at 325, and McNeil finished at 326. But those two guys, tops in Major League Baseball, of course, both in the National League, and then Luis Arraez of the Twins at 316. He had actually a double and two walks on Wednesday, so that secured it for him over an Aaron Judge who did not play for the Yankees. It's kind of funny because there were chants for Aaron Boone to get him out there on the field or at the plate as a pinch hitter. And Aaron Boone definitely heard those cries for Aaron Judge to have one last regular season at bat.
Yeah, I said, go get him ready. That's what they want. No, not today.
You got plenty of them all year, and hopefully we got a lot left now in the postseason.
So Aaron Judge falls short of the Triple Crown. To take nothing away from what was an incredible season with the 62 home runs, the new American League record, a bazillion RBI, and obviously a free agency that's looming, but for now he's focused on October.
It's an exciting time of the year, and this is what we're looking forward to. Like I said, in Toronto, we were able to get that first step out of the way, clinching the division, and now it's time to, you know, guys to rest up. Hopefully we can get some guys back from the IL, and you know, this is the fun part of the year.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see Aaron Judge and some of the other big talents, megawatt bats and experience everywhere. It's going to be awesome. I love the teams that we've got in the playoffs. Here's what I don't love: the fact that neither Shohei Ohtani nor Mike Trout are in the postseason again. So Mike Trout belts home run number 40 in the final game for the Angels, and that's it. Sayonara. Enjoy your golf in October. Actually, enjoy your Eagles football. Isn't he a huge Philadelphia sports fan? I guess he can root for the Phillies. Oh, is it too soon? It's probably too soon.
He should probably join the Phillies.
Can he and Bryce Harper coexist? Who could afford he and Bryce Harper?
Maybe the Mets.
You wish. Okay, so
I do.
Find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. So we threw out a few nuggets. My brother hates that word. Don't ask me why. Going back to when we were kids, I would say it just to like get him all riled up. What were the best and brightest moments and memories of the year? So we're looking for you to find us on either Twitter or our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. In light of Seattle making the playoffs for the first time in 21 years with a furor coming out of the Pacific Northwest, we actually have roped in another, we'll call him former pro athlete, not that long, but a former pro athlete who was a goalie for the Sounders and also played pro soccer in other parts of the world. And I thought it would be fun to have him on the show for the first time. He's got an incredible story, plus passion and drive. And we'll start with the Mariners, obviously, because that is the focus in Seattle this week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's After Hours on CBS.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Today, Jim,
this is the day.
This is the day. Upright, relaxed stance, tucks the left shoulder in as he cocks the bat over the right. The 1-1, ground ball. Base hit in the right! 3,000 for Miguel Cabrera! Raises his arms. Iglesias, the first to hug him. The Tigers dugout empties as they charge over to first base and let the hug dispensing begin.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It happened a long time ago, but definitely one of the moments and memories that belong among the best and brightest in baseball in 2022. April 23rd. We celebrated Miguel Cabrera with his 3,000th hit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, The Call on Tigers Radio Network. And it's been a season full of records and milestones and historical moments that I'm so glad we had a chance to witness. And that doesn't fall by the wayside when we get into October, but obviously the World Series pursuit becomes the thing and the tension of the playoffs become all-consuming. And so we want to make sure we take a couple minutes to remember the best and brightest in baseball in 2022. You can find me on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or on our Twitter, After Hours CBS. We've also got my Twitter, our CBS Sports Radio Twitter, involved in the act. And a few phone calls, 855-212-4227. Walter is listening in Detroit. Walter, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely Miggy with his 3,000th here in Detroit. It was utterly dismal season, but seeing him get his 3,000, show up to the ballpark smiling every day, doing his thing was definitely a sight to behold.
What would make it better? What do the Tigers need to fix it? Because it's been a few years now of them kind of toiling in obscurity and not making much progress.
I think they need to draft better. They need to get some young hitters in there. They got some young pitching. They got a good with Scott Harris coming in there. I think he's going to change the philosophy around and hopefully get some good young hitters in the minor league system, make a few trades, and upgrade the lineup.
I like the fact that Miggy's sticking around. He says he's not going to retire, and so he will be playing again in 2023. But it still was amazing to see the honor that was paid to him, the tribute paid to both him and Albert Pujols in Los Angeles at the All-Star Game.
Yeah, it was beautiful, and we're hoping for Albert Pujols-like season on his last season next year for sure.
There you go. That would be the right way to send him out. All right, Walter, good to talk to you in Detroit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
George is listening in Toronto. George, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I guess we lost George. Sorry about that. But yes, Blue Jays. I know a lot of people are really excited about Toronto in the postseason and the fact that there are three teams from the AL East and three teams from the NL East. It should spark some interest. I don't know if we're going to get those matchups where these teams are facing each other, but there definitely is a lot of familiarity. And also the fact that we're going to be accused of an East Coast bias. I know it. I know it's coming. And I'm going to remind you that half the teams in the playoffs come from the East divisions. George, are you back there in Toronto?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just saying to your producer there that the Jays are playing Toronto, but it would have been nice for an American national audience to see whenever they go to Seattle, like a four-game series, there's 100,000 Jays fans. So I thought it would have been pretty cool for the playoffs.
Wait, I'm sorry. 100,000 Jays fans in Seattle?
Go through there like when we have our four-game series, yeah.
Oh, you mean over the course of the four games? Over I was going to say you can't put 100,000
yeah.
into this.
No.
Okay.
Over the course of four games. So we would have actually like been at home even if we were on the road. So it would have been so cool to see. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right, sir. Enjoy the wild card series, and we'll see what transpires with the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Two very passionate fan bases that can make a lot of noise. But if you think about it, the Mets also have a crazy fan base, and they'll be representing at Citi Field on Friday night for game number one. The Cardinals, they're going to be over the moon excited because not only are they back in the postseason, but they know they're sending out Yachty and Albert Pujols. And then think about the Guardians. I've been to a playoff game in Cleveland, actually, and it's nuts. But the Guardians, they are one of the surprises in a positive way in 2022. I can't say the same about the Rays and their fan base, but I suppose when they're in the postseason, at least they make a lot of noise. And the fact that they're in the dome, that monstrosity that is a baseball field, baseball stadium, I suppose that it gets loud in there anyway. I can't stand the playing surface. I understand, I guess, the need for a dome in Florida, maybe because of the heat and humidity, but the playing surface where the ball bounces up over the top of your head sometimes, it's just eh.
If it hits the ground, because it hits the catwalk sometimes, if you hit it too high in the air.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. But maybe they'll represent their team and the Rays fans will show up, though it's hit or miss for the Rays, the Marlins, those teams, and others. Oakland, not that Oakland's in the playoffs. Let's talk to Ali, who's in Miami. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, you already know I love your show.
Thank you.
This baseball season has been definitely incredible. I love to see, you know, what Judge is doing. I really like what Pujols did, you know, the entire season. It's definitely a great, great season, right? But I really want to ask you about, you know, I know when I call, I asked you about the Dolphins earlier.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Heat, and I was going to hang up on you, Ali. We're not talking about Heat basketball.
I mean, that was a pickup game. We just started. I mean, that was, you know, like a gym game. Like, we can't really talk about them just yet.
No.
But the Dolphins, I definitely want to talk about them. You know, when it comes to as a fan and as a realist, I really understand what Tua is going through, and I really feel like, you know, he should take as much as time as possible. And I feel the Dolphins should really just understand that they have to use their rookie. I think Skyler should get an opportunity in Bridgewater. I want to get your insight on that aspect.
I would be surprised, unless something happens to Teddy Bridgewater, that they would trot the rookie out there. Because think about it. They're not just playing games and waiting for Tua to come back. I mean, this is a first-place team that right now has the same record as the Buffalo Bills. They don't want to give up any ground. Bridgewater, if you remember, and still we see it now and then, but he was this incredibly touted young quarterback when he was drafted by the Vikings. And when we first saw him in Minnesota, he was tremendous. He had all the tools. I know the injury changed things. He's a miracle, just the fact that he's still playing. But he brings a lot of wisdom and experience. They obviously want to run the ball. They want to focus on the run. They have a lot of weapons. If Bridgewater can take care of the football, can deliver it to guys like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, they'll move forward. Their defense is also strong. So I don't think they want to give up any ground, even with Tua out. And I hope it's not. I hope it's not a month. I hope he heals more quickly than that. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit.
And you're right. We don't want to give any ground. But I think we should use this time to really, you know, utilize the rookie and see what he has. He looked good in the preseason. I mean, this is a time where we really have to, you know, see who's next up, right? Bridgewater is the veteran. It'd be great to see Bridgewater and him both out there together, you know, running the offense and give Skyler the opportunity. I mean, I think this is a good time where we should definitely test, you know, who's next.
Okay, I don't think we agree on that. I don't think the regular season in the midst of, this tough schedule is a good it's a good time to test your rookie. That's what the preseason's for. So I think it's better for the Dolphins if they do not see the rookie. However, I do think that they're mostly interested in getting Tua healthy and back. So
definitely.
Thank you, Ali. Definitely. Good to talk to you. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, and we'd love to hear more of your phone calls. The best and brightest moments and memories of 2022 in Major League Baseball. Steven, also in Detroit, watching Miggy hit number 3,000 with my 6-year-old sitting on my shoulders at Comerica Park. That is amazing. Thank you, Steven, for sharing that memory with us. And we'll retweet some of these from our show account, After Hours CBS, but also on our Facebook page. Michael says, saying goodbye to Albert. Had the privilege of seeing him play while in San Diego. Now it's time for the Cleveland kids to have fun. We're going to Seattle next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.